Valley. Are you awake? Coming to you live from Birmingham, I'm Gary Zimak. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. We have got an amazing show lined up. Hello, Dave, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Yeah, we are here. We've got the difficulties straightened out. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Mr. Parker. Thanks for bringing us into the program.
No problem, Gare.
How are things back home?
Things are well, especially after what a night that was.
That was an amazing night, and we are going to talk about that today on the program. Frank and I are live coming from Birmingham, Alabama at the EWTN radio conference. So we got lots of good things coming up. Dave Parker, do you have the bell there?
I do.
All right. Today is a feast day, so I would like you to ring that bell if possible.
Like right now as we...
That's right. Oh, man. Great job. Now, today is one of those unusual feasts that sometimes can be a little confusing. It's the dedication of the Lateran Basilica. Now, we'll talk a little bit more about what that is as we go on, but why don't we kick it off with St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Okay, welcome to the program. I am Gary Zimak, along with Frank Eliason. We are in Birmingham, Alabama, broadcasting live from the EWTN radio conference. I want to talk a little bit before I get to the big news. Obviously, we have huge news this morning, but I want to talk about this feast of the dedication of the Lateran Basilica. This is one of those feasts that sometimes we hear it, we don't know what it's all about, but here's the deal. The Basilica of St. John Lateran is the cathedral of the Pope. And it's called the Mother Church of Rome, okay, and the world. And what it is, it's a symbol of the universal church. And it helps us to look forward to the church, the New Jerusalem, which we will all reach one day. Currently, the church on earth, we are on pilgrimage. And one day, we will reach the heavenly church, where? In heaven. So that's the symbol. This church is open to everyone. It is the universal church. We celebrate that church, that church today. All right. And Mr. Parker.
Yes, sir.
All right. I want to ask you something. Now, I am dealing with a pretty serious echo right now.
Oh.
So I hope you bear with me. We're working out the bugs here with the new equipment.
Mm-hmm.
But Dave, the election last night, Donald Trump, the president-elect, nobody saw this one coming.
I agree to some extent, but there were some in his camp that, well, they were hoping against hope that it would happen and never wavered. So,
yeah.
But you're right.
Well,
the vast majority were just like, wow,
yeah.
Is he serious? Especially when he came down the escalator the day he announced and
Right. Everybody
just kind of, I mean,
yeah.
Maybe the media and others were just, that's not going to happen, you know?
That's right. But here's the deal. I was watching several networks last night. They all said, even as soon as last week, nobody saw this coming.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody really expected this to happen. So what do we do? Where do we go from here? This show is about being uplifting. It's about healing. There are people who are waking up today who are very unhappy. There are other people who are ecstatic. We've got to reach out to one another. I thought Trump's acceptance speech last night was beautiful. He hit all the points right on. And, you know, there's that temptation to say it's all politics, it's all rhetoric, but he said what needed to be said. So here's where we go today. We need to focus, and I think I'm included in this as well. There is somebody that is very upset today. Somebody's happy, somebody's not happy. We have a combination. How can I make a difference? What can I do today to bring about unity? And I think that's the big challenge. That's the big challenge for us all today. We're going to talk a little bit about that on the program today. What can I do on Facebook, on Twitter, to reach out and to love somebody? Because somebody's hurting today, somebody's happy. There's a temptation to either succumb to despair or to gloat. We can't do either one of those things, okay? And that's really what this day is going to be about on the program. We're going to be uplifted. I'm going to keep the focus on the Lord because I think that's where we need to be today. That's where we need to be every day on the show. That's where we want to be on this program, where we want to be in our lives, really. We want to keep our eyes focused on the Lord. And to be honest with you, last night, there came a time when I'm watching the election coverage from here in Birmingham, and I just had to turn it off, and I prayed my rosary. And it's amazing the feeling of peace that I got. And that's really what we all need to remember in our lives, no matter what you're going through. Election, we've all been through a very vicious election cycle. There's no doubt there's been anger. I mean, a lot of anger on both sides. Mm-hmm. What will I do today? What can I do today to reach out? That's the challenge. It's not easy. Dave, are you still there?
I am still here. Can you?
Oh, man, you are sounding good. I think we got the echo problem fixed. But, mm-hmm. Dave, you've seen it as well. You're on Facebook. It was nasty out there.
Yes, and Twitter. And yep. I took the opportunity yesterday, probably 8 o'clock or so,
yeah,
to go on Twitter. And,
right.
Wow. I mean, there was a battle going on, a pitch battle, mm-hmm. back and forth, both camps, and accusations. And it was ugly. It was pretty ugly.
Yeah.
And one other quick thing. I mean, in all honesty and truth be told, I came down on the red side, if you will, and I have been working. And I was at an event. And you, to your point about praying the rosary, there were many faithful Catholics who were in that camp. And almost to maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 people in passing in over like an hour, they were saying the rosary. They told me throughout the day, just pray for peace, pray for comity amongst the rank, between the ranks. And
right.
Yeah. So
that's
prayer
it. That's
works.
The secret. Yeah. That's right. It does. And we all have to come together today. And that was the theme of Mr. Trump's speech last night. And we all need to come together. What are we going to do? And I'll talk more about it through the show. And here's what we need to remember. I was seeing a lot of this on social media, too. And this really is, it really underscores the point that I just made. So many people were saying, no matter what happens, Jesus Christ is still my king. And that's the answer. He still is. Now, we're going to have regime changes, if you will, throughout history. I've seen numerous ones, but we're going to have that. Ultimately, Christ has to be our king. In a couple of weeks, we'll celebrate the solemnity of Christ the King. We need to remember, he's still in charge. And what would he want us to do today? And I'm going to talk about this throughout the program. I think that's really serious. No matter what, how you feel today, no matter how you feel out there, you need to remember, you need to be Jesus to somebody. I need to be Jesus to somebody. I feel a certain way today. You might feel another way. There's going to be somebody out there who is really upset. There's going to be somebody who's very happy. What can I do today to make a difference? And I want to mention one more thing. This Feast of the Lateran Basilica, and I mentioned it's kind of confusing. Here's what happened. It represents the universal church, and really the church is open to everyone. We don't exclude anybody. And me, as a member of that church, I've got to find a way to reach out to somebody who may be disenfranchised, that's a really popular word nowadays, somebody who may feel alienated from the church, somebody who feels lonely, somebody who's hurting. What can I do to make a difference? And here's the bottom, little bit more of the backstory behind this feast. It represents the Pope's church, if you will, the Lateran Basilica. But here's what happened. In the year 313, the Roman Emperor Constantine declared the Edict of Milan, and he granted religious freedom to Christians. That was a big deal, because for the first 300 years, it was illegal to be a Christian. That's something we take for granted. We have the ability to go to church. We have the ability to pray. We have the ability to publicly declare our faith. That wasn't always the case. And I got news for you, that's not the case in many places around the world. So that's something to be a little thankful for today. And what happened is Constantine himself donated this palace of the Lateran, to the church for its first basilica. That's what happened with this church. So there's a global message here. The message is, we are free. We have freedom of religion in the United States. That's a great thing. Let's take advantage of that, and let's be thankful for that great gift. So we're going to talk more about this. I also have some travel stories. It's always interesting. I do a lot of traveling, and you see a lot of very interesting things in the airport. I saw a couple of encounters yesterday I want to share. We'll do that as the program progresses. But as I mentioned, I'm here with Frank Eliason, our operations manager. He's got us set up in a hotel room. We've got our coffee. We're ready to go. We're in Birmingham, Alabama at the 2016 EWTN Catholic Radio Conference. We're going to be broadcasting live for today, tomorrow, and Friday. And later on, Frank and I will be headed to the Shrine at Hansville. We're going to be on headed to the EWTN studios today. It's going to be a long day. We'll be traveling. We will keep you in our prayers. But we wanted to be broadcasting live direct from this radio conference. Currently, the time, now I'm going to have to get this straight, this time is 7:11. See, it's 6:11 where I am. I just did that computation in my head. That's very impressive. I'm sure Mr. Parker is very impressed with my math.
I am. It's so early, and,
yeah,
and
I didn't
you're
even
an hour
use,
behind us, right?
Didn't even use my calculator, Dave. You know, some say that I'm an hour behind you even when I'm with you in the studio, but we won't go there, brother.
No,
you know?
No, I won't touch that one.
No, but hey, I thank you for holding down the fort today, Dave. It's going to these technical challenges. I was talking to some of the people from EWTN today. They said they like the show. They were listening to our program. They said we're doing a good job. I said, you know, we're facing these technical challenges. And what they told me, two people said, this is what happens. You're going to have these challenges. So I want to thank you at home for hanging in there with us as we work to improve this program. Frank is doing a great job getting us on the air in ways that I never would have thought possible. As a matter of fact, this morning I wasn't thinking this was possible, but Frank came through for us, and you, Dave, and back in the studio. So
well,
you guys are doing
you.
A great job. Keep up the good work, and remember, we're going to shift things a little bit today. I'll do the gospel after the first break, and I want you to pay attention to this first song. We'll do our Franciscan Media Saint of the Day. There's a song called He Reigns by the Newsboys. It's an uplifting song. This is one of my wife Eileen's favorite songs. This is the message today. Christ is still our king. No matter who occupies the White House, Christ is our ultimate king. Yeah, we're called to be faithful citizens. That's what we're called to do as Catholic Christians. But ultimately, we've got to be loyal to the Lord. So relax. The Lord's got this. No matter how you feel today, everything is okay. It's going to be okay. We'll give you reminders of this throughout the day. It's going to be fine. I'm Gary Zimek coming to you live from Birmingham, Alabama. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. And by the way, when you get a chance, check us out on spiritinthemorning.com, spiritinthemorning.com. Also, let me know what you think of the program. Gary@holyspiritradio.org is my email address. Currently in the Philadelphia area right now, 52 degrees overcast. Going to be showers today, mainly between 8 and 5 p.m., high near 56. Tonight, a chance of showers before 9 p.m. Thursday, looking good, sunny, with a high near 58. So we're doing good here in Birmingham. The sun has, the sun is just about to come up now. I've got my coffee. I'm just digging in, getting ready to get started. Hope you enjoy the rest of the show. Dave Parker, thanks for keeping us on the air. Back in the studio, you're doing
welcome.
A great job. You, Dave,
thank
you're good. You do a good job, I'll
well,
tell
thank you.
You.
So do you,
Gary. Hey, thanks.
And Frank, pat him on the back, okay?
That's right, I will.
And happy birthday, Frank.
Yeah, I was going to go there. I'm sure Frank wanted us to call attention to him, but I'm glad you did that first. Stick around. We're just getting warmed up. I'm going to go get another cup of coffee. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. It's 7:14. Time to wake up.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for November 9th. Today we celebrate the dedication of St. John Lateran Basilica. If asked the name of the Pope's main church, you might be tempted to respond St. Peter's Basilica. Actually, it's the Basilica of St. John Lateran, the cathedral of the Diocese of Rome, where the Bishop of Rome presides. As such, this church is the spiritual home or mother church of all Roman Catholics. Today's feast recalls the original dedication of the Basilica in 324, when the Emperor Constantine donated land he had received from the wealthy Lateran family to the church. The first structure built there and its successors suffered fire, earthquake, and the ravages of war. Still, St. John Lateran remained the church where popes were consecrated until the 14th century, when the church building and the adjoining papal palace lay in ruins. The present structure was commissioned in 1646. one of Rome's four major basilicas and most imposing churches. St. John's has a towering facade crowned with 15 colossal statues of Christ, John the Baptist, John the Evangelist, and 12 doctors of the church. Beneath its high altar rests the remains of the small wooden table on which tradition says St. Peter celebrated Mass. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
The song of the redeemed, rising from the African plain. It's the song of the forgiven, drowning out the Amazon rain. The song of Asian believers, filled with God's holy fire. It's every tribe, every tongue, every nation, a love song born of a grateful choir. It's all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, he reigns, he reigns. It's all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, he reigns. Heavenly sound. Let praises echo from the towers of cathedrals to the faithful gathered underground. Of all the songs sung from the dawn of creation, some were meant to persist. Of all the bells rung from a thousand steeples, none rings truer than this. It's all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, he reigns. Oh. He reigns.
All God's children singing glory, glory. Hallelujah, He reigns.
There you go. All God's children sing glory, glory. Hallelujah, He reigns. That's the Newsboys. Thank you to my wife Eileen for suggesting that song. I'm Gary Zimak, coming to you live from Birmingham, Alabama. The time right now, 7:21. Thanks for joining us on Spirit in the Morning. We're talking about all things today, talked about the election a little bit. And what I said, in case you're just tuning in now, is just chill out. But here's the deal. No matter how you feel, no matter which side you are on, because we're gonna encounter people on both sides of the fence today, do what you can to make a difference. Go out there, and we've got to heal the wounds. There was a lot of division that just took place over the past year, and actually it goes beyond that. What can I do to bring about healing today? That's the challenge for us. And as Catholics, that's what we need to do. We need to go out and be Christ in the world, to go out and bring happiness, to bring joy, to bring peace. Now, if you're happy today, understand that somebody else is not happy. If you're sad, understand that that person who's happy, who got their candidate last night, try to be respectful of them. We didn't see a lot of that on Facebook and Twitter. And here's something else I want you to remember. Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, their families, they're real people. We can't go online. I mean, we can do it, but we can't morally be justified in doing it and belittle them, make fun of them, point out their faults. You know, and we could point out their faults certainly in an objective way, but we can't talk about their looks, their character. We can't get nasty and expect to be considered good Christians. We just can't do it. So it's a challenge for all of us today, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. I want to talk about the gospel now. Today is the feast of the dedication of the Lateran Basilica, so we have a special gospel. When we have a feast, we have a special gospel. We go to John's gospel today, John chapter 2, verses 13 through 22. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up for 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, the disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the Scripture and the words Jesus had spoken. Now, there are obviously a lot of things going on in this gospel. I want to address maybe one of the more unusual aspects of it, but before I do that, I'll say that the reason this was chosen is because there's that focus on God's house, the temple, the church. That's what today is all about. It's about love of the church. You know, Jesus Christ founded a church. Isn't that great that he did that? Because he knows that it's going to be tough for us to get to heaven on our own. We can't do it on our own. So Christ founded a church to help us. That's a really beautiful thing. I need a lot of help because on my own, I'm going to do a pretty horrible job being a good person. That's due to my fallen human nature. It's due to the fact that I can be a little jerky at times. I mean, I'll be honest, I can. So I'm so thankful that the Lord gave us this church and the sacraments, which give us the grace that we need. I need a lot of grace. That's why I'm so grateful to be able to have daily mass. I can go to daily mass because I really need it. Later on today, I'm going to be headed to daily mass at the Shrine of Hanceville. And the Bishop Baker of Birmingham, is going to be celebrating mass for those of us at the radio conference. But we have this great gift through the church. The other interesting aspect of this gospel is, and I've heard this misinterpreted, somebody once told me, "Well, see, Jesus got mad. He overturned the tables. He wasn't perfect either." I mean, that might make you feel good, but he was perfect. And you can't say, this isn't justifying our anger. Here's what the deal is with this. And I think it's important for us, we want to keep it real. We need to remember this. There's a time when you can have what's known as justifiable anger. Most of the times our anger is not justifiable. We might be upset about a particular cause, about some group of people being violated in some way. That's a justifiable anger. A lot of times our anger is just because somebody annoyed us or somebody hurt us or somebody did the wrong thing or somebody got their way and we don't like it. There are so many times each day when we get angry and it's not in a justified way. Right? So we got to watch that. And how can we control our anger? Well, I'm somebody who deals with impatience. I am somebody who deals with anger on a daily basis. And I it's a struggle for me, and it always has been. Are you on live?
No.
See, Frank's shocked. Well, no. Oh, he's teasing me. Well, I wasn't talking about me. I was talking about living with my wife, Eileen. Just kidding, sweetie. Just kidding. As Don Rickles used to say, is she laughing? I know Eileen's listening. No, here's the deal. I'm an impatient person. Dave Parker got a kick out of that one because he knows Eileen. He knows what a saint she is. But I struggle. Dave, I struggle with this. It's not easy for me. I need the grace. I need the grace to not be impatient. I'm going to tell a story later on in the next break about some things I saw in the airport yesterday. I was about to lose my mind because I'm an impatient person. And, you know, Mother Angelica, the foundress of EWTN, she talks about this all the time, her battles with anger. And she said that Christianity would be easy if it wasn't for dealing with other people.
And now my wife is getting on me for teasing you.
Oh, okay. Frank's wife is getting... All right. Stop teasing Gary. Thank you, Carolyn, for sticking up for me. Oh, wait a minute. I just got a heart from my wife, Eileen, so I think everything is okay.
I don't want to hear from Barbara either. Come on.
All right. Hey, but this is fun. We're all having fun. But this is an important gospel for us today. Let's love the church. Let's respect one another. Let's try to work on the anger. Let's ask the Lord to help us. Your Be Not Afraid Bible verse coming up soon. It's a reminder today for all of us who think we're weak and who think we can't do it and who think we're never going to be able to overcome anger. And this is the text that just came in from Eileen. Good one. Smiley face. I'm listening. Okay. Gary just breathed a sigh of relief. But it's a struggle, but there is hope. No matter what you're facing, there is hope. Hang in there. We're going to be with you for the rest of the hour right now. 7:28, Spirit in the Morning. Gary Zimak live from Birmingham.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. Donald Trump has been elected the 45th president of the United States. President-elect Trump is vowing to unify a deeply divided nation, having scored a stunning victory, backed by extraordinary support from working-class America. Trump claimed victories in the nation's premier battleground states, but his appeal across the industrial Midwest, especially Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, sealed a victory that defied pre-election polls and every expectation of the political establishment. Meanwhile, Republicans have held on to their slim Senate majority, a stinging blow to Democrats in a night full of stinging blows. Democrats had been nearly certain of retaking control, but saw their hopes fizzle as endangered GOP incumbents won in Missouri, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and even Democrat-friendly Wisconsin. The GOP will also hold on to the House. The president of the Susan B. Anthony list, Marjorie Dannenfelser, offered a comment on the election, saying, quote, "This is an historic moment for the pro-life movement. There are four critical pro-life goals now within our reach. End painful late-term abortions, codify the Hyde Amendment, defund Planned Parenthood, and appoint pro-life Supreme Court justices," end quote. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by the Bucks County Pro-Life Coalition. Their mission is to provide financial support to area crisis pregnancy homes and centers and educate the community regarding sanctity of life issues from conception until natural death.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. country singer Sonny Sweeney was walking through an airport when she noticed a young soldier with a backpack waiting to board a plane. A stranger walked up to him to thank him for his service and to ask if he could pray for his safety. The soldier agreed and the two men bowed their heads and began saying a quiet prayer. Sweeney felt overwhelmed with emotion. She took a picture of the two men praying and shared it on Facebook. She also hoped the picture would find its way to the man in uniform to show how many other people were also praying for him. Sweeney was soon connected to the soldier in question. He was Michael Barth of Washington, and he felt grateful to have a record of this unexpectedly beautiful memory in his life. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Bow my head to pray. I don't know what to say. I'm not sure how to fix the things I'm dealing with. I'm in a desperate place. I need to share the weight, but I just don't know how to let it all pour out. And though I'm silent, my heart is crying, 'cause I was made to come to you. So I pray, God, I need you more than words can say. Right here in this moment, you know my heart, you know my need, you know every part of me. So we just to speak your name, I'm gonna pray. I failed to find the time, but you've been calling out. I let the days go by as if I could live without, but it's gotta be here and now. Place, Father, I know you can bear the weight. Father, take me in your arms as I speak your name. I lift my hands and pray.
You know what? I think I had my mic turned off. All right. One of the glitches, it was on my end this time. Sorry about that, Dave. That was Pray by Sanctus Real. And I think it's a great song because it reminds us that no matter what's going on, we can always pray. And today, is a day that much prayer is going to be needed, because honestly, we got a lot of division in the country right now. Let's pray. Let's get out there and make a difference. Let's do something positive today. Now, I want to tell a little bit of a story. By the way, I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. I'm coming to you live from Birmingham, Alabama at the EWTN 2016 Catholic Radio Conference. It is 7:36 at the moment. And yesterday, I was doing some traveling. I traveled from Philly to Birmingham. And I do a lot of traveling, and you see a lot of very interesting things in airports. There was a little encounter. Now, I had, Dave, I think you might appreciate this. I had a very good lunch yesterday. I like going to the Atlanta airport because it's really hectic there, but they have some good food there. And I had a bit of a dilemma. I was faced with the choice between, there's a restaurant called Pascal's. They have southern cooking, you know, the fried chicken, the mashed potatoes, the biscuits, all that healthy food, you know?
Yes.
Had
Thank
a choice
you,
between.
I'm hungry. Okay?
I'm sorry. Well, hey, brother, I'm not even done yet. And then I had a choice between that and Popeyes fried chicken, and I love Popeyes. They have some really good stuff. So I ended up going with the Popeyes chicken. I had my fried chicken, and I don't do this all the time, so don't worry about me. You know, sometimes I get emails from the listeners looking at my Facebook feeds and saying, "Do you eat this way all the time?" I don't, but every now and then I like to treat myself. So I had some fried chicken. I had some Cajun rice. I had a biscuit. I had some green beans, and they do green beans in a very good way. They got some ham in there and bacon. Oh, man, good stuff. So that was my lunch. I'm sitting there eating, and this is an example of how we can be Christ to one another. There's a guy that comes walking up, and I'm sitting at a big, long table. The Atlanta airport's a little crazy, a lot going on there, and there are multiple seats at the table. It's a long table. There's a guy that walks by me, and he's disheveled. He's got a scraggly gray beard. He looks unkempt. He looks confused, older gentleman. He's got stains on his pants. And to be honest with you, my initial reaction is, oh, is he going to sit next to me? I mean, I hate to admit that, but that's the way I think sometimes. And again, I'm not proud of that, but I start to think like, oh man, he's, you know, and your mind starts to go crazy and you wonder like, and you tend to judge people sometimes. I mean, I do it. I shouldn't, but I do it. But he walked past me, and just then I was sitting near an escalator. Up the escalator is an airline pilot for Delta. Everybody, there's so many Delta personnel walking around the Atlanta airport. He came up the escalator, and I saw this man go up to the pilot, and he's asking him a question, and he pulls out a piece of paper, and I could hear the conversation. He didn't know how to find the gate that he was going to. Now, one of the things I see in airports a lot is people are in a big hurry, especially a pilot. You see flight attendants, they're running around. But it was amazing to watch this unfold, and I really learned a lesson from watching this. The pilot stopped, he put down his bag. He calmly took the paper from the man. He's looking at it. And then I could hear he was trying to find the gate where his flight was. He didn't know where he was going. He was in the wrong terminal. And in Atlanta, you have to take a subway car to the next terminal. They're all connected by their own internal subway system. But he took a look at the list, and he was looking at the piece of paper. Then the pilot took out his cell phone, and he was looking something up on the cell phone. And I'm starting to watch this, realizing, hey, he's helping this guy out here. Now, in the midst of it, the elderly man dropped his glasses. So don't you know the pilot bends down, picks up the man's glasses, hands them to him. And I'm watching, and I'm thinking, wow, this is the way that I should be acting. Now, this is a busy pilot. Obviously, he's in a hurry. But he stopped, and he sees somebody in need, and he's helping the man. He looked up the flight on the phone. You know, he gave the guy the glasses, his glasses back. He looked up his flight, and he said, oh, here's where you're at the next terminal over. Here's what you have to do. And the gentleman was still confused. What did the pilot do? He said, follow me. I'll take you there. And, you know, I'm watching this, Dave, and I'm thinking, what a good man, right? And, you know, I think sometimes, and it made me feel like a jerk because so many times I'm rushing around, and I'm in a hurry, and I'm so wrapped up in my own little world that I don't take the time to realize that somebody else out there might need my help. Or, even worse, Dave, sometimes I look at somebody and I make a judgment when I really don't know them.
Okay. We all do that, you know, from time to time.
But seeing something like this, a simple encounter like this of being Christ to somebody else, and that's literally what happened, that changed me. because I watched and I thought, you know what? He just set an example for me. And if he can do it, then I can do it. So I was uplifted by that, Dave, and I feel empowered today to go out there and make a difference in somebody else's life. And I'm going to be challenged today, I'm sure, somehow. I'll look on social media and I'll see somebody talking about the election. I'll be tempted to say one thing or the other. But I pray that I the Holy Spirit will guide me so that I do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all called to be Christ to other people.
Yeah. Dave, we forget that sometimes, right?
Absolutely.
And it doesn't have to be complicated, right? It can be very basic. Just by being nice to someone.
Yes.
Which I think sometimes that's very challenging.
Oh, yes. I agree, Gare.
Hey, sometimes it's hard to be nice to you, Parker. You know, I work with you every day.
Well, yes,
right?
Gare. Yeah, I do know that. And you're absolutely right. We have to be aware, you know. We have to be aware of other people more. What I think of, I need to decrease so the Lord may increase in me so I can be aware, you know.
Well, you know, just for the record, you do a great job. I learn a lot from you, Dave. Your calm demeanor, you're always, you know, your cheerfulness. It's infectious, brother. Mm-hmm. Well, so, you know, that's why I love working.
It's a good infectious, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's a good point. Yes, there is an infectious.
That was a very nice compliment. Thanks.
No, yeah. Even though I called you infectious, Dave, right? Well, anyway, but it's the little things. And that's why I love these Christopher Minutes that we play on the show, because it's the simple things that we can do to make somebody else's life more to bring a little happiness to somebody else's life. Right now it's 7:43, it's 52 degrees in Philadelphia. We've got your Be Not Afraid Bible verse coming up soon. And just as a reminder, Frank and I are in Birmingham right now at the EWTN Radio Conference. We're hoping to pick up some tidbits, some nuggets of information, dealing with some of our other affiliate stations around the country. Find out some ways to improve what we're doing here at Holy Spirit Radio. And it's just great to be here to meet people from the other stations. We're going to be spending a day at the Shrine of Hantsville. Be praying for everyone. We're going to have confession later on. Really good day planned. And then later on this evening, we'll be headed over to the EWTN studios in Irondale, Alabama. And we're actually going to be in the audience for a taping of EWTN Live. Actually, not a taping. It's broadcast live tonight. So, Dave Parker, if you want to look for me on TV today, I'll try to wave to you from the audience.
All right.
But I'll do it subtly because I don't want to be a distraction.
Okay.
You know,
well,
so,
I know your subtlety, Gare, so no.
But it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun being there. We're going to spend some time at the studio. We're going to visit Mother Angelica's office. They still have it set up the way that it was when Mother was there.
Wow.
It's a reminder. We owe her so much because she founded EWTN. And guess what? She didn't know what she was doing either. So it makes me feel good, right?
We are following in great footsteps.
That's right.
Holy footsteps.
That's right. And that's what we're doing. We're getting the word out. We're working through the technical issues. The Holy Spirit's with us. Frank Eliason is with us. And the Holy Spirit's certainly working through him to keep us on the air. He does perform miracles every day. So I'm really grateful that Frank's by my side. He ran out to get me coffee today, Dave. So I've got a nice big cup of coffee in front of me. So, yeah. And he is back. I was sweating out a little bit when Frank wasn't here. How are things?
Oh, I was going to say, you put out an APB on Frank, right?
That's right. No, how are things in the studio? You doing okay?
Everything's fine.
Dale and
I are here holding down the fort. Things are good.
Excellent. We're in good hands there, brother. So we got the Be Not Afraid Bible verse coming up after the break, and then we're going to close it out with a special prayer. I have a special prayer for today. And remember, always remember that even though things may look hopeless in your life, even though you may be depressed today, even though you may be gloating, whatever it is, remember that ultimately God is in charge and you have a job to do today. That job is to bring Christ to somebody on social media, in person, but through prayer. Whatever it is, your job is to be Christ in some way to somebody. It's a challenge. I'm up for the challenge, Dave. I know you're up for the challenge. But it's something that we are all called to do as Catholic Christians.
Absolutely.
And isn't it amazing, Dave, that the Lord uses us to do his work?
He
uses us, right?
Yeah. He brought this team together. to do
this. Mm-hmm. That, and everyone who's listening to this program is being used or can be used by the Lord in some way. So I don't want you to think that you don't have a job. I don't want you to think that you're not good enough. I don't want you to think that you can't do it, because you can do it. And that's what the Be Not Afraid Bible verse is all about today. So why don't you stick around and we'll talk about it. 7:46 on Spirit in the Morning. We'll be back.
Love is what we come here for. This is why we stay.
More enjoyable than Scrapple. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
I've got all these plans piled up sky high. 1,000 dreams on hold, and I don't know why. Got a front row seat to the longest wait, and I just can't see past the things I pray today. But when I fix my eyes on all that you are, then every doubt I feel deep in my heart grows strange. Sometimes where I stand on this narrow road is in a raging storm or a valley low, but oh, when I fix my eyes on all that you are, then every doubt I feel deep in my heart grows strong.
Dim by Francesca Battistelli. I'm Gary Zimak. We're coming to you live from Birmingham, Alabama, from the EWTN Radio Conference. The time is 7:50. I've got a Bible verse today that I want to share with you. It's your Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. Now, before the break, I was talking about the fact that the Lord chooses us, every one of us. There is nobody excluded, no matter how little talent you think you may have, to share in his mission. We can do something today to share in God's mission and to do his work. And this Bible verse serves as a reminder. It's from 2 Thessalonians 3:3. And by the way, it's 1 Corinthians 1:27. I'm giving you tomorrow's verse. 1 Corinthians 1:27. God chose the foolish of the world to shame the wise. And God chose the weak of the world to shame the strong. The weak, the foolish. Boy, that sums up me, I'll tell you right there. Weak and foolish. That's my, there are two of my better, they are two of my better attributes. But here's the deal. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that because God can use even a knucklehead like me to do his work. What can I do today to love somebody, to bring joy to somebody, right? Whatever it is. And we don't know what anybody is facing in life. We don't know what anybody's facing in life. Maybe your smile, your kind word, your nice gesture will make all the difference to them. Your uplifting comment on social media. How many times do we use social media to chop other people down instead of lifting them up? Somebody might really need that boost today. So why don't we all do this? Let's take that. If you're ready for a challenge, I'm ready for a challenge today. Let's try to be nice to somebody. Let's be Jesus to somebody else today. Social media, in person, through prayer. If we all do that, if we all do that one thing, as the Christophers say, if we light that one candle, instead of cursing the darkness, instead of complaining about how everybody is out there, how negative everybody is, how bad everybody is, how about if we try to do something? I'm going to try it. Dave, I know you're going to try it.
Yes, I am.
And I think we can make a difference. And by the way, that Bible verse is linked at spiritinthemorning.com. And I hope you can check that out. And let's try to put it into practice today in some way, in some small way. Let's try to be Jesus to somebody else. As Mother Angelica, I'm going to quote her again, has said, "You may be the only Jesus your neighbor ever sees." People don't know Jesus out there. A lot of people who go to church don't know Jesus. I'll tell you that because I was one of them for many years. What can I do to be Jesus to somebody today? So right now the time is 7:53. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Now we're going to be live with you for the remainder of the week from Birmingham, Alabama. I hope you'll be able to tune in and listen to us throughout the week. We're going to have some surprises. I don't even know what those surprises are, Dave Parker. And I'm sure you don't as well. We're going to have surprises. We are going to hopefully get some guests. We'll be able to talk to some people down here, and we'll keep you updated on the progress. I was kind of excited when I walked in yesterday and met somebody from EWTN Radio, Dave. I don't know if I had a chance to share this with you yet. They said, "Hey, you guys are doing a good job. We're listening to your show."
Oh,
so
wonderful.
That's real good. Yeah, it's good news. Yeah. It's good to know, Dave, that people are listening and they're appreciating the message, that they're being uplifted by the music, by the inspiration, and by you, Mr. Parker, your infectious personality.
Well, thank you, Mr. Zimek. And I was going to say, you know, we have a different brand, and that's what we're wanting to spread. Still evangelize, but in a little bit different format. And it's new. It's newer to
EWTN,
right. Is it not?
That's right. It's right. I think we complement their message perfectly. We play some newer music, some contemporary music we're playing. We have a positive message. Not that they don't. They do as well. But they offer things that we don't offer and vice versa. That's why we're so pleased to be part of the network. We're so pleased that they like what we're doing. And we're going to continue to do it, and we want to thank you for listening. Please let me know how we're doing, Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. And remember, if you know somebody who owns a restaurant, maybe you own a restaurant, a coffee shop, a place that would like to have us come and broadcast the show live, if you're in the Delaware Valley somewhere, Philadelphia area, New Jersey, Delaware, we'll travel. We will do the show. We've got the equipment, obviously. We're doing the show from Birmingham, so we'd love to travel. So ask around. If you know somebody that wants to host us, we'll do the show live from your business in the morning, and we're excited about that. So just send me an email, Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org, and let me know. Maybe put out some feelers, and we will travel. We like food, but more importantly, well, Dave Parker likes food. See, Dave won't come unless you feed him.
But. That's true. Yeah, I'm getting better.
I love setting up.
More salads, okay.
I know. The new and improved Dave Parker, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I think you're just trying to get me to try Scrapple.
That's right. Hey, you know, that's right. Frank has never tried Scrapple.
Oh, boy.
We got to work on that.
Boy, you're in store for a treat, okay?
Yeah, that's right. He is. And, you know, Frank just chimes in with important comments from time to time. So he's right here beside me. But, yeah, if your restaurant serves Scrapple, all the better. Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org is the place to get in touch with me. And also check us out at SpiritInTheMorning.com. That's where you can find everything that we discuss on the show. Before we close, I want to end with a special prayer. I thought, what kind of prayer should I close with today on this day where, no doubt, there much healing is needed? We've got to fix the division. And it all starts with me. It sounds hokey. It sounds like a cliche, but it really doesn't. It starts with each one of us. Mm-hmm. I thought the perfect closing prayer would be the peace prayer of St. Francis. Mm. So why don't we pray that together now? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Dave, it was great hanging out with you on the show today.
Likewise, Gary. And Frank.
Frank is here. Happy birthday, Frank, again. Mm-hmm. We'll just mention that again because I know that really annoys him. but, Dave, you got big plans for today, brother?
Actually, no. I'm going to do some work around here and then head home and kind of follow the afterglow of the elections and all that
stuff.
And pray.
That's right. And bring peace to somebody around you and share a little bit of inspiration as you do every day, Dave. You do a great job with that. Frank and I are going to be heading out in a couple of minutes. We will be around here. We're going to be on the road today, but we will be back tomorrow, God willing, to start your day off with you again on Spirit in the Morning. Don't forget, Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org is the place to get in touch with me. And I really encourage you to let me know what you think about the show, to let me know what I can do for you. We want this to be your show. If we're not doing our job, we need to know that. So you let me know, Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. I'm going to say right now, the buck stops with me. I design the music for the show. I come up with the themes. So you let me know. You don't like something, you talk to Gary. And believe me, if I can correct it, I will. I can't promise I'll make all the changes, but I want this to be your show. I want to be able to uplift you each day. There's going to be enough negativity in the world. You don't need me to do that as well. And I really do care. Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. Check us out on SpiritInTheMorning.com. And please do me a favor. Let somebody else know that we are here. We're the new kid in town, the only local Catholic morning show in Philadelphia. That is so cool. This has been a long time coming, and I'm so glad to be a part of it. I'm glad that you're a listener. Thank you so much. God bless you. I'm going to be praying for you today. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Go out and make a difference. See you soon.